Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo, Queer and Unfiltered. How have you been? Hope you had a good week. I just want to say last week's episode was super, super amazing to have Frank and Emrad grace the podcast. It was such a wonderful conversation. We really had a nice time. It was a conversation that needed to be had. It was about grief. We did what needs to be done. And I will forever admire them. It was such a vibe. Okay, what did I do this week? Honestly, TikTok is mad. And I'm just going to say this in a very subtle way, to say the least. I have been suspended on that platform so much that I don't even understand. Most times when this happens, I don't even know what I did. The last one was gender-based violence and something. I just don't understand what that means. I was literally dancing to "Girl, I'm gay. I'm gay, 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 gay." And my stuff went blank. I tried to communicate with them and nothing happened. But it's one of those things. I'm back on TikTok again, live. But I haven't really gone live on TikTok. I only joined Timaya's TikTok for a while. Today, to just have conversations with them. Okay. Another thing is, I understand that some of you claim that you don't like queer people, you dislike queer people, and you are the best thing that has happened to mankind, and that gay people, lesbians, trans people, LGBTQIA plus individuals were and are not created by God. So I don't understand where that is coming from, because according to you lot's Bible, God created everyone in their own image and likeness. That's what I was taught. That's what I was told. Okay? So I don't understand this whole notion that gay people, lesbians, and queer people are not created by God. And there's something to be said about some of this nasty good for nothing. Should I say nasty? Nasty, crusty, good for nothing men who haven't watched their bum crack properly. One of them left this comment on my video because I rarely interact with that nonsense, all those comments. And I saw this comment. It was like, any gay person that comes to me, I will be writing my statement in Oguashi or somewhere, like a politician in Nigeria. And I went to his page and I look at him and I'm like, DL homosexual, whatever it is that you are fighting with, deal with that. Take that up with whoever it is that did that to you. Because at the end of the day, someone that is gay is not just going to come and see you on the street and they will be chasing you around and do whatever. Maybe that happens to some of you. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. But for you to think that every gay person and everything that has to do with queer people has to do with sex. Do you understand what attraction is? Just because of you have a phallus, you have a penis, does not mean that every gay man is going to be attracted to you. I'm just going to say this as well. When it comes to women, women cannot just find every man attractive. You people, oh God, I shouldn't be saying you people. You tend to forget that it is about attraction. Just because of you are a man, you are the sex that a gay man will be interested in, doesn't mean they will be attracted to you. And I'm not saying that we don't have people who are perverts, who are gay men, and we want to try nonsense. That's not what I'm saying here, because that happens across the board. Be it straight men, straight women, gay men, non-binary people, lesbians, that happens. There are people that are wayward. Being a straight person or gay person does not mean that you can't be bad. That doesn't have anything to do with you being a bad person. Because people that are gay can be bad and be good. The same for people that are straight. Your sexuality doesn't have anything to do with your morals. If you are a wicked person, regardless of your sexuality, you are still going to be a bad person. If you are a good person, you're still going to be a good person. Whether you are gay or no gay or not gay or straight. I hope I'm not yapping nonsense. But you know what I mean. Anyway, let's get into today's topic. Because we need to talk. We need to talk. Because your silence is violence. And I'm saying this to some of you six-head Nigerian individuals that claims to be allies, and you will be there quiet, and someone that is queer will be attacked, maimed, abused, silenced, and you will not say anything. This is about truth. It is not about how I say it. It is about truth. I want to let you know that silence in the face of violence means that you are complicit. It means complicity. Because if you are somewhere and something is happening to anybody, whether that person is gay or not, or queer, it doesn't matter. If you are there, someone is being treated in a very bad way, inhumane way, and you are quiet, you are complicit. Because some of you do performative allyship. You will say all the right things that you want LGBTQIA plus individuals to hear, but you will be silent when it is required for you to take actions, when it is required for you to leap in our defense, to fight for us and be with us. You'll be like, no, I don't want to take that hit. That is not allyship. That is you being violent. That is you saying that it is okay for us to be dehumanized. That is you saying that our humanity does not matter. I am someone that controls myself when it comes to my anger, but there are situations where I don't know how to do so, and I'm working on that. And this is situations where if I see a woman is being treated less than, if you abuse a child and I'm around there, anything that has to do with some form of injustice, whether it be towards me, towards somebody else, towards anyone that I know or I don't know, I'm not going to be around and you are treating any human being less than. That is never going to be me. And this is one thing that sometimes when it happens, I get really, really angry and I will want to do something and I will do something, because that is never, ever going to happen around me. And it should be the same for a lot of you when it comes to queer people. You should not be around where gay people are being spoken about in a not so nice way, where lesbians, queer people are being deplatformed, for instance, are being beaten, or harmful things are said or done against them. You should not accept that. You should not be there and be quiet. Even if you feel like you are going to be overpowered, if you feel like you don't have the power to do anything or you don't have the platform, you can speak to people when they say nonsense and do that in a not so confronting way where it does not become violent for you as well. But I want to let you know that being quiet, being silent is violent, because what you are doing is you are saying, yeah, I'm with you. It is okay to treat them like shit. It is okay for you to be mean to them. Their life does not matter. Their humanity means nothing to you. And a lot of you need to start doing something about this. And I will never, ever lie to you here. I have come across a lot of Nigerians who have been kind to me, who have stood by me, who have said to me, oh, we care for you, we love you, we support you. And they mean that. And they have done it in the way it should be done. And you should look at people like that, because that is what it is about. At the end of the day, queer people did not choose to be queer people. They are born the way they are. The myth of tolerance. Do you know what? Tolerance is not solidarity. Actually, in most cases, it is condescension. Like, you are looking down upon us, but you're saying, okay, I'm just going to tolerate you. What does tolerance mean in the English dictionary? I just want to read it verbatim so you understand. Let me just get it somewhere here on my phone. Let's see what tolerance means. Because I know when I'm being tolerated. I do know when I'm being tolerated. And sometimes you know that it is not a good place for you to be, but you just be there anyway. So it says here, the ability or willingness to tolerate the existence of opinions or behavior that one dislikes or disregards or disagrees with. Let me read that again. The ability or willingness to tolerate the existence of opinions or behavior that one dislikes or disagrees with. There is a second definition here. It says the capacity to endure continued subjection to something such as a drug or environmental condition without adverse reaction. Okay, this is a different one. But you know what I'm saying. So nobody wants to be tolerated, because you tolerating me means that, okay, I'm just going to allow you to be here. I don't like you. I don't agree with whatever you are doing, but I'm just going to let you be. And that happens to certain types of people, if you know what I mean. That is something that I feel like a lot of the times where people encounter. I have encountered this so many times in so many ways where I know I am being tolerated, because you can tell by the actions and the things that are done, and you can tell by the microaggressions you receive in terms of your sexuality and things like this. And that is horrible. That is horrible. I remember one time I was having these conversations, arguments with my relatives about who I am. And one of them said something, why don't you just at least try to tolerate him? And I'm like, no, I don't want your tolerance. Because it still means that you dislike me, you don't want me to be here, but you're still just going to be, okay, I'm just going to leave you. I'm just going to let you be. That is not solidarity. That is you looking down upon me. Let me tell you something. The Nigerian society prides itself on moral superiority. They pride themselves on moral superiority. And in that respect, they will be there enabling abuse, policing, and public shaming of queer folks, queer people. They will be like, oh, we are Nigerians. We pride ourselves. We are so morally superior. But God said that homosexuality is wrong. Lesbianism is wrong. You shouldn't be gay. You shouldn't be a trans woman. You shouldn't be a trans man. It is a sin. They will publicly shame you as a gay person, as a queer person. They will abuse you in the name of God. And they will come and tell you, why are you not married? Why are you doing something with a man's nyash? Is it your hustle? Oh, is that what you're doing to get money now? That you're going to go to hellfire? God will punish you. God forbid you. That is horrible. That is fucked up. That is fucked up, because some of you will come to queer people. You will sit on top like you are morally above them. You are the thing that God kept you where you're supposed to be. A lot of people that are extremely religious and fanatical do this anyway. I just want to let you know that this is something that is absolutely disgusting, actually. So you to feel like you are morally superior. You are morally superior to a queer person. The one that really makes me laugh is when they come to you and say, oh, your father gave birth to you. Your mother gave birth to you. Are you not going to have children? And then when you explain to them, they will be like, but then the Bible said we should go and multiply. Some of you are fucked up. Some of you are absolutely fucked up. And you need to do something about it. I used to have some friends that I no longer have as friends. And I quickly realized that their silence speaks volumes. There is this massive, ugly truth about silence from people who call themselves your friends, your family, and things like this. And in this situation, even people that are influencers and celebrities as well, in this situation, they know better, but they stay quiet to protect their brand, their comfort, their friends, for them not to be ostracized, for them not to lose anything. My dear, you're not going to lose anything if you have power. You're never going to lose if you have power, if you have clout. You're never going to lose if you are strong, if you stand in your truth. Some of you lack integrity. That is why this happens a lot. Because one thing is, I believe in what I believe in, and I'm going to stand by it. Because I was raised to know my left from my right, to know good and bad. I have a moral sensor in me. I know what is good from bad. And when you stand on the side of truth, my dear, you always have your blessings. And blessings is not always material wealth. It is not always material. Because what are you protecting? What are you protecting? Is it shame? Is it your money? Is it because of people who say to you, oh, you are fighting for gay people and lesbians? Are you one? Because that's what some of them do. And that does not make any sense at all. I was mentioning that I used to have some friends that I no longer speak with. One of them went as far as saying things that are so bizarre and disrespectful and mean. And I say to them that I feel sorry for the child that you have and the future children that you're going to have. May you never have gay children, because if you do have queer children, their life will be miserable. And I don't want any child to be put into your life, because you're a wicked, good-for-nothing, dusty, crusty bitch. That's what you are. Because some of you always use your morality and your religion to cover the fact that you are just a very wicked, evil, dark heart, dizzy cow. But you use your religion to say, oh, in our church, we don't allow this. The Bible does not allow this. God does not allow this. Meanwhile, you've abused children. You've abused your wives. You've stolen. You are a scammer. You lie. You are hypocritical. You ask other people's wives out, even when they tell you to stop, that I'm married, respect my marriage. You'll be like, oh, your husband would not know. Let's go and fuck. Because some of you have selective morality. And that is the downfall of you. Because what goes around comes around. If someone haven't done anything wrong to you, if someone is living their life, minding their own business, minding their fucking business, leading their life, and you think it is right and okay for you to come and move mad, it shall now be well with you.
Jesus.
Hey. Hello. I'm so sorry. The alarm in my building went off and just did not stop. What was I even saying? Was it okay? Yeah. So, baby, where are you going? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. The alarm just went. I don't know why. Just did not stop. It went forever. I do apologize. Okay. I don't know. That's kind of like affected what I was saying. I do apologize. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Because I think I was saying, yeah. I just was like, no, you don't. I pray that there is no child who is where that people like this should have. Because you are going to be mean to that child. That child's life is going to be miserable. And I don't want it for any child. Yeah. We don't want it for any child. See, there's some people who you may have known people like this, or you know people like this, who will do all the fake nonsense. Like people who will be like, oh, I am aware of things. I'm aware of things. And I know that gay people have rights. I know that queer people have rights. Should I just call it fake wokeness? I don't know if that's the right term, the right terminology. But you know what I'm saying? Why you gotta be so fake? You know that song by Chloe and Halle? Like, fake nonsense. Performative allyship. This causes a real damage. They will do things. They will put rainbow emojis during Pride. They will have all the Pride merchants. They will make all the money off of gay people. But they will be silenced when queer people are attacked online or in real life. They will not say anything. You will be there suffering. And they won't do anything. They won't say anything. But they will put all the emojis. Oh, LGBTQ, IA plus Pride. Pride match, they will be the ones. And some of these people with their fake allyship, right? And performative allyship. Those are the types whereby they will have a gay friend, a trans friend, a queer friend. The moment something happens where you have a slight problem between the two of you, they will be transphobic, homophobic, queerphobic as fuck. That's when all their religious nonsense will come out. And some of them, you will now realize they will be okay with someone that is queer as a friend. But when a family member becomes gay, they will just turn against them. They will be like, this doesn't happen in my family. It shouldn't be in my family. We don't have it in my family. Why should it be in my family? You're not supposed to be gay. It's not in our lineage. It's not in our DNA. It's not in our gene. This is nothing that happens in our family. Yada, yada, yada. That is fucked up. That is fucked up. That is a massive, massive damage. This is dangerous, actually. The hypocrisy of not to police brutality, but keep quiet about being gay. Like, no. There are some people, actually, in this situation that I was just trying to say, I just blunted out like that. There are people who, you know, the people will be, they will be like, oh, not to police brutality, but they will keep quiet when it comes to when people are gay. It's like when people are talking about like black people or marginalized communities, it doesn't matter if you are gay or whatever, you're still a black person. So when you're talking about things like that, it has to be inclusive. It's of everyone. You're not going to say stop police brutality, for instance, and then when a gay person is attacked, you'll be like, oh, he's a gay person. She's a trans woman. She's a lesbian. Their life does not matter. Can you look at, can you listen to yourselves? And the thing I don't like is when people say, I care, but we'll be quiet when it really counts. Where are you when it counts? Where are you when it counts? Where are you when people are saying rubbish? And I get this a lot online with people using my videos to gain traffic to their page. And some of them will make videos where the videos will have like 1. something million views of people attacking me, calling me names, saying that I should go to hellfire, that I'm a disgrace, all sort of names. And some of these people are women who do these things. And I'm telling you, some of the people who come on these comment sections to insult me are DL homosexuals themselves, are closeted lesbians and things like this. But they feel like they join in the bandwagon that it will absorb them of their queerness. The same people who attack queer people who do these things to us, we say, oh, don't treat a woman like this. Don't treat this. Don't treat this. But the thing is, human rights is human rights. Be it a gay person, a trans person, a lesbian, a gender non-conforming person, non-binary, we are all humans at the end of the day. It is about humanity. It is about humanity. Okay? It is about humans. We are all humans at the end of the day. But this siren from the fire brigade will not stop. Oh, this is what happens in this part of the world because things work. Anytime something like this happens, they come to make sure that there is no fire. Oh my God. Let's get to what we are talking about. You say you care, but where are you when it counts? Where are you? Because if you're going to stand with us, whether it is painful, sweet, sad, or happiness, whatever it is, stand 10 toes, be there and say, yes, I am with the queer folks and I'm standing with them no matter what. Some of you will just be silent. Do you know that silence can become a massive weapon? Because what it does is it reinforces homophobia, transphobia, and violence. That's what it does. That's what it does. This is the thing that really, really gets to me when I think about it all the time. I have never, ever faced any physical violence, touch wood, and I have never been abused. Thank goodness I grew up in a situation where I was loved and I didn't have any weird perverts around me. And I thank the universe for that. But do you know that there's a lot of stories of abandonment of queer people? And when it happens to them, they are not supported. They are not invited. They are ignored when they speak up. Sometimes if you are on social media platforms or anywhere, you are deplatformed. You are shadow banned. Why the so-called people who call themselves allies say nothing out of fear of being dragged? They say nothing. I'm going to use myself as an example. I have faced a lot of nonsense on TikTok, a lot. And whenever it happens, all you see is quiet, quiet. Because people don't want to be dragged. People don't want to be deplatformed. Everyone is trying to protect their thing. And I understand that. But that's what happens to queer people. When you have a platform and you're talking about LGBTQIA+ issues and things like this, sometimes they may just shadow ban you. They will not even push your stuff. That happens. People can say shit to you and that will be okay. We as queer people go through a lot. And you have to be someone that is extremely strong. You have to be rock hard for you to receive this type of insults and the type of treatments that we receive and for that not to affect you. Because that is not a good place to be. When people who in a million years will not even have the audacity to speak to you when they see you on the streets of anywhere or be in proximity with you. But that happens. I have never come across people that claim that they're my ally but never defends me. And they stay passive because passive support is not a support at all. But I have never had people who are my allies be quiet. And I'm really thankful for this. Because the people who I have that are supportive of us as queer people that I know personally, they are fighting with us. They are defending us. They are doing what needs to be done. And I know who they are. And there's a lot of people like this who will fight with you, fight for you, support you, defend you, and respond to people who come to speak to you crazy. But at the same time, there are allies who will just watch and never defend. Those type of allies you don't need around you, because that is complicity. That is them being complicit. That is you saying that it is okay for gay people, queer people to be treated like shit. That's what you're saying. And I don't want fake support. I don't want fake support. Let me tell you something. Real allyship looks like this. Speaking out, not just in private, using your platform, your privilege, your voice, even when it is extremely uncomfortable for you. Being willing to lose followers, gigs, or your comfort, even if it means protecting someone's right to exist safely and loudly. That is what real allyship means. And I don't know. I don't know. And that is what I say sometimes when I'm tired of a particular thing and nonsense. I'm just going to say to you today, who are the cishet Nigerians in your life who say they love you? When I mean cishet Nigerians, I mean straight people, heteronormative people, straight men, straight women that are not gay like us in your life, who say they love you but disappear when you are under fire. Who are they? Do you know them? I don't really know anybody like that for sure, but there are a lot of them, a lot of them. And that's not okay, because I don't want you to surround yourself with mad people, with people who will never support you. You don't want that in your life. If you are someone that is an ally, if you claim to stand with queer people, prove it. Prove it. Absolutely. Prove it to us. Not with words, but with risk. Prove it to us. Okay? Anyway, I just want to say to you, to all my LGBTQIA+ individuals, you are amazing. You are loved. You are not a taboo. You are not a sinner. Who you are is amazing. I have been Charles, and you have been listening to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I shall see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful time.